Jesus. Hallelujah. There's dry, barren places that the flow of the Holy Ghost is pouring to right now. Hallelujah. You have those dry places in your life. Amen. Those family members that are lost and dry and barren without Jesus Christ in their life, and the worship of God that flows out of your spirit today can flow to that person and begin to saturate their souls with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's the flow of sacrifice. It's causing a saturation. Oh, of the dry places, when you sacrifice and you praise God and when you glorify God, you think it just makes you tired. You think it just is doing something with you. But I'm here to tell you, when you praise God and when you glorify God with everything that's within you, something is beginning to flow out of here. The power of the Holy Ghost is flowing out into the dry places in the world that we live in. Hallelujah. I have pushed us as a body to get out of our comfort zone and praise God like we never have before. I will preach to us, and I will continue to preach. Give your all in praise. Hallelujah. Give everything that's within you. When you praise God, do it with all of your heart. Amen. Give everything to Jesus. Because something's flowing from you. Amen. Miraculous healing power is flowing out of you onto the dry lands and flowing out of this place into this lost world, into the dry crevices of this life. Hallelujah. Pour it out to God. Pour everything in your spirit out to God today. Hallelujah. God is going to do something miraculous in your life. Eli Hernandez stood in this pulpit and spoke prophetically that when we worship, and when we praised, it was like water flowing to the dry places. Hallelujah. I believe God is beginning to see, we're beginning to see the fruit of that water that flowed into some dry crevices and some dry crevices, and some fruit has begun to pop up. The seed of the Holy Ghost is beginning to grow. Hallelujah. There's dry places. You got to worship. Let that flow happen. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is coming to some dry places in this church today. The Holy Ghost is coming to you and saying, you've been dry and thirsty for so long. Hallelujah. Let me pour my spirit into you today. Let me fill that void. Let me fill that void inside your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your exuberant worship and praise to you may seem ridiculous, but to God, it's like putting precious water on your sacrifice and expecting Him to catch it on fire. Water to these prophets of Baal was very, very, very precious. They were in a 3.5-year drought, and everything was dry and cracked and in need of saturation. Nothing was growing. They were starving. They were hungry. Hallelujah. And water was in dire need. So for these men to find 12 barrels of water cost them everything. They poured everything out on that sacrifice. Exuberant praise will cost you a lot. Hallelujah. It will cost you everything. Getting out of your seat and dancing and jumping and shouting. It will take a lot of energy to seem, and it seems very foolish. But to God, it's changing. It's challenging Him to send down fire and consume your sacrifice. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I don't understand it, but I know something happens when God's people will obey and worship with all of their might. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You need a saturated flow today to come out of your spirit. Hallelujah! God wants to catch you on fire. Hallelujah! God wants to catch you on fire. Hallelujah! Let the that the sacrifice of praise be saturated today. We live in a world full of people that worship and praise God in their own way. And think they are doing it to God. But it's how they feel. They need to praise God. It's how they feel that God needs to be worshipped. They don't agree with all that shouting and dancing and getting beside yourself, amen, and letting God's presence overwhelm your spirit in worship and praise. Oh my. You guys are, back then they thought they were drunk. Look at them. Look at them. They're a bunch of drunks. My friend, there were 450 prophets of Baal and one of God's prophets. It don't matter if everyone else is doing it this way. Yeah. The way that they think is right.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's when they worshiped their way all day long. When those people worshiped all day, the fire never fell. There was no power in their worship. There was no presence of God in the midst of the people when they were shouting, when they were praising, when they were doing all the things that they could to get the fire of God to fall on their sacrifice. A whole bunch of them. I'm telling you, we're living in a world, churches full of a lot of people that want to worship God in their own manner, and they don't want to obey the word of God and praise God like He wants to be praised, to shout unto God and all those things. Amen. They want to worship God in their own manner. It's ridiculous how those people over there act. It's ridiculous how they're doing. It's crazy. That church is nuts. They run around, they dance, they shout, they praise God, they get out of the pews, they clap, they run and do all kinds of sorts of things. They're nuts. It was only when Elijah repaired the altar that had been torn down, and then had he saturated that sacrifice with precious water, that was very, very important to them. Water was hard to come by. They dug the trenches, and then they and many of the cracks and crevices, when they dumped the water, they saturated everything. Everything in the area was just saturated with water. Then his words of praise went up. Is when the fire fell. It consumed the sacrifice and the water.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Demonstrative praise and worship in spirit and in truth causes God to consume your sacrifice.
Amen. That's the word.
We have spirit and we have truth. Right. Amen. We believe and we trust God, and we do it just like He says, and God's Spirit comes down into this place and consumes your sacrifice. Psalms 103, 1 through 5, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and what? That is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits.
Amen.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. So thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm here to tell you that when we praise with all that is within us, God's Spirit begins to move, and God begins to heal some things, and God begins to set people free. God begins to touch and move in your spirit. Things that you couldn't get control over, you soon have control over in the power of the Holy Ghost. You allow that Spirit of God to give you power. When there is truly praise and a pouring out of one's self posture, the praise gets God's attention. Our human flesh hates to praise the way God desires. It struggles and it fights you, and it says, oh, you don't have to worship that way. You don't have to praise that way. That's a bunch. Brother Roberts is just trying to hype you up. He's just trying to get you all out of sorts. You don't have to do it. You can just... Well, I'm sorry. That's not with all of your heart. That's not with all that's within you. Amen. I know, because some of us go to ball games. Amen. And when our favorite player gets up there and cracks a home run, hallelujah, we're like, "Wah!" Or when somebody hands you a $50 bill that you weren't expecting, amen, or you find a $50 bill laying on the side of the road, "Wah!" Then you praise with all that's within you. Then you give God all of everything. Because it pleases your flesh. I'm not here to please my flesh.
Amen.
Bible says to crucify your flesh.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give it all to God and He will bless you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. What has He done for you? Has He done anything for you? Has He done anything for shouting about? Has He done anything for praiseworthy? Amen. I'm telling you, He's done some things in this place lately that we ought to be excited about, that we ought to be shouting about, that we ought to be thankful for. Hallelujah! We must not give in to the false prophet's way of worship. We like to quote scriptures like Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Hallelujah. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And scriptures like this, Psalms 47:1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Hallelujah.
It's great preaching stuff. It's great when it gets people excited. Hallelujah. But it is not easy to pour out that type of praise from our being.
Right.
Your flesh is fighting you right now.
Right.
I don't care. I think everybody's just going to think I'm spiritual. Everybody's just going to think this of me. They're going to think that of me. Who gives a flip? Elijah didn't care what everybody else was doing. He knew the fire was getting ready to fall. He knew that God was going to answer by fire. I'm here to tell you today, the Holy Ghost is going to come down in this place with fire, and it's going to touch your heart and your spirit when you honor the Holy Ghost and worship God like He is calling us to. It's shouting and dancing and clapping uproariously that creates a saturation flow of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
to flow out of here. Flow into somebody's dry, empty soul and begin to move down deep inside of them. And the seed of God that has been planted in their spirit can begin to burst forth in growth and grow into a great, powerful thing that in God's hand. I'm here to tell you, we got to praise Him like He wants to be praised. We got to shout like He wants to hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let that saturated flow come out of your being today and let the presence of God that can catch that all kinds of saturated flow on fire. Not natural. Don't make sense. Fire don't burn, Brother Roberts. They use water to put fire out. Not in God's eyes.
Right.
Not with God. Not with God. Hallelujah. Your worship, your pouring out of yourself. You're pouring that onto that sacrifice, that worship and that praise. And God, with spirit and truth, God's fire falls. Amen. Because of a hunger and a desire for God to be great in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not afraid. You're not ashamed. You're not ashamed to praise His name. You're not ashamed to shout. You're not ashamed to dance. You're not ashamed to let Jesus do great and mighty things in your life. Saturated flow does more than pass over the hard, cracked soil. It gets deep into the soil and prepares it for growth.
Yes.
It reaches the dry, parched seed and catches it, causes it to birth forth and grow. You ever throwed a bucket of water over top of dry land? It just goes right on across. Puddles up, goes away. But if you keep pouring it on,
yeah,
you keep more and more and more. Next thing you know, that ground becomes saturated. And the seed that's been in that hard, stony ground for many, 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 many years begins to germinate and begins to grow. Hallelujah. That in and of itself ought to be worth giving God some saturated praise. That in and of itself ought to be worth praising God with all that's within me and saying, God, I don't understand how you do it. I don't understand your economy of sowing and reaping and all that stuff. Doesn't make sense to me, but God, I praise you.
Hallelujah.
Pour myself out with awe that is within me. Everything that I am, all that I have, I'm going to pour out to you. There are healings waiting to happen. Hallelujah. There are healing waiting to happen in our saturated flow of the Holy Ghost, in your saturated flow of worship unto God in the way that pleases Him. I'm telling you, there's miracles that are going to take place. There's deliverance from anything that has you bound, that has you dependent on doing what it wants you to do. I'm telling you, the saturated flow of the Holy Ghost of the body of Christ, worshiping God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength is going to cause those people that are bound to be set free. Hallelujah. Your family salvation is waiting on your saturated flow.
Amen.
It's waiting on you to create a flow of the Holy Ghost out into the cracked, dry, barren world. This altar's open. Your financial deliverance is waiting on your saturated flow. Whatever it is you're in need of today, let it be like a complete pouring out of yourself on the sacrifice. Come on. God wants to empower you today. God is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost when you pour out a saturated flow of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Come on, repair your altar today. Come to this altar and repair some things before God. Repent unto God. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Ask God to cleanse you. and then begin to praise Him with all of your heart. He promises He will send fire into your spirit. The power of the Holy Ghost, you'll begin to speak a heavenly language. Come on, church. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Dance with all your might. Praise Him. Get beside yourself in the Holy Ghost. Create a flow of the Holy Ghost in this place. Church, reach out. Church, reach out.
The thunder. He has seen the sun.